When Sandra Dalgliesh discovered her daughter was living on the streets after battling addiction issues, she decided she wanted to do something to help the community as a whole, especially those who are unhoused. During her daughter's time on the street, she would often tell Dalgliesh that she was always losing things or having items stolen and needing to rebuild. So, in 2020, Dalgliesh and her husband Luigi Gino Del Chotto, who own Eureka the Everything store in Princeton, decided to set up a coat rack outside their store for people to donate winter jackets and for those who were in need to come by and take one. However, in 2021, Dalgliesh's daughter died and the concept of the coat rack became a permanent structure outside the store starting every November 5th. "It is something we are doing in her memory and honor her and her friends," said Dalgliesh. "These last few years it has really taken off, the community has been very supported, so this is something that is needed." Since the first winter Dalgliesh and Del Chotto put the coat rack outside their store, the idea has grown from just coats to scarves, hats, sleeping bags, shoes and even teddy bears. "I noticed we have had some seniors come and grab a few items, pillows and blankets. So, this isn't just for those who are homeless. This is for seniors who can't afford things or anyone who can't afford to turn up their heat," explained Dalgliesh. She added that after the atmospheric river in 2021, many of Princeton's residents were left homeless or without winter wear, which meant keeping the coat rack operational was more important than ever to the community. The coat rack sits outside at 225 Bridge Street, 24 hours a day, for anyone to leave a donation and those in need can take what is available. There is camera surveillance to ensure no one takes advantage of the coat rack, but Dalgliesh says there hasn't been much negativity around this charitable cause. "We have noticed that everyone who walks by, from a lady with her dog, to maybe someone homeless, helps out and picks up items that might have fallen off the rack if it is after the store is closed," said Dalgliesh. Last year Dalgliesh had to undergo major surgery and spent much of December in hospital, however, she and her husband decided to leave the coat rack outside. "It was taken care of, it was fully reloaded when it got low, and everything was kept clean and tidy," laughed Dalgliesh. "This idea of putting a coat rack out has become something people starting expecting and supporting." Dalgliesh said she has had clothing from all over Canada shipped to Princeton to help keep the coat rack filled with winter items. "People have dropped off stuff that they said family sent them from Ontario to help with our coat rack," she said. While Dalgliesh and Del Chotto try their best to check items for wear and tear to ensure the clothing is clean, often many donations are dropped off at night and picked up before the store opens. "Last year we had a very kind lady in town who picked up everything that had holes in it and she stitched up everything and brought it back," explained Dalgliesh. The community support for the initiative is quite strong in Princeton, with even the coat rack itself being donated. "This year the coat rack is low on women's winter items and Dalgliesh wants residents to know that children's winter clothing is also accepted as donations. The coat rack will stay outside Eureka the Everything store until March or until donations stop coming in."